Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Eagles are 1-0. They came back to win after getting off to a rough start against the Redskins yesterday at home.
Once Carson Wentz hit DeSean Jackson with that first bomb, the stadium erupted, the team sprung to life, and it was a different story. This is a very good team. After that first touchdown, this team dominated the Redskins the rest of the way.
Voice of the Eagles, Mel Reese, was on the call. But something that happened outside the game in the parking lot is getting a lot of attention today. 76ers Mike Scott got into a fight with fans at a tailgate. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports it was all because the forward was wearing a Redskins jersey.
Eagles fans had apparently prepared a mock funeral complete with a casket draped with a Redskins jersey. Twitter video shows fans shouting expletives at Scott before he gets into a brief scuffle with a few of them. No injuries were reported. Police say there were no arrests, and the Sixers in a statement said, "We are aware of the situation and are in the process of gathering more information."
Scott did grow up in Redskins country. He's from Southern Virginia. Aside from the confrontation, fans seemed pretty happy to see him and posted selfies with him. This week at the Eastern State Penitentiary, an art exhibit will showcase animated short films created by current inmates. Hidden Lives Illuminated showcases 20 short films and will project them on an outside wall, offering a glimpse into the lives of these inmates to passersby and museum visitors alike. Sean Kelly is the director of interpretation at the Prison Turn Museum, and he got the idea for the project after seeing a similar exhibit in Chicago called Freedom Time. He secured a $297,000 grant from the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage to bring this to fruition. Men at Chester State Correctional Institution and women at the Riverside Correctional Facility worked about 9 months on the project, taking what amounted to two semesters of a college-level film production class. Hidden Lives Illuminated runs through Thursday. Philadelphia's water department wants to celebrate tap water this month by encouraging people to keep the Delaware River clean. KYW's John McDevitt raised a glass of water with Commissioner Randy Heyman yesterday.
Commissioner, we're in the presence of such greatness.
I know, a superhero for water.
Well, Commissioner says 15 million people get their drinking water from the Delaware River, and we all need to do our part to keep area waterways clean.
We need to protect our water system, and that we need to keep it as best and as clean as we can for our generation and for generations to come.
There'll be all sorts of environmental-friendly events around the Delaware River watershed this month, like cleanups, hikes, and bike rides. There's a list of River Days events at watershedalliance.org.
Across the bridge, volunteers in Newark, New Jersey went door-to-door over the weekend to sign up thousands of people who need to have their corroding lead service lines replaced. Volunteers passed out free bottled water and registered some of the estimated 18,000 homes that have old supply lines. City, state, and county officials have announced a plan to borrow $120 million to dramatically cut the time it will take to replace lead pipes. City officials estimate that more than 800 lines have been replaced so far. Good news for fans of the beloved Melrose Diner, the 24-hour South Philadelphia staple, will reopen at 8 a.m. this Wednesday. There was a fire at the restaurant back in July, and it's been shut down for repairs. Diner employees have been working at the sister establishment, the Broad Street Diner, for a little over a month now. General manager of Melrose said he didn't want to leave anyone without a job. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.